Welcome to Chatabout, sponsored today by First National Bank Bemidji, Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, and Beltrami Electric Cooperative. Today on Chatabout, we talk to the Voyagers Council of BSA with Brad Olson and Michelle Bedford. A lot of stuff coming up in the next few weeks as they get ready for a new year. We'll hear from Brad and Michelle next on Chatabout. We are talking Boy Scouts today. We have Brad Olson and we have Michelle Bedford. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us this morning, Kev.
All right, let's start with you, Brad. What is your role with the BSA?
So my role is Executive Director for the Voyagers Area Council, which covers the Bemidji area, but also covers all the way through Duluth, the North Shore, and all the way over Wisconsin into Michigan. So we have a pretty big area that we cover.
Absolutely. And Michelle, what's your role?
I'm the District Executive for the Northern Lakes region, so I have from the Canadian border down to Walker. I have Brad's old role, so hopefully you see him running around town a little bit less. I'm supposed to be helping him out.
She does a great job.
Well, Michelle, how did you find your way to Bemidji? Because I know you're not from here originally. And how did you find your way into the Boy Scouts?
So I'm originally from Philadelphia area, a suburb. And my parents moved here. My dad works at BSU. So after my parents moved here in 2019, they loved it so much. Both daughters moved here one by one. And then Boy Scouts, my previous job kept me on temporarily after I moved, and I had to look for a new role, and luckily I found this. So,
how does this fit in with what you have for career aspirations?
Oh, man, my career story has been moving around, shifting, but I believe that there's no wrong turns.
And Brad, how did you get involved in scouting?
Well, I actually grew up in the program, so I started off as a scout, earned my Eagle Scout Award, started working at the summer camp, actually Camp Wilderness just south of town here, and ended up getting a full-time job working there for the scouts, and they got to where I'm at now.
Well, you've got some recruiting coming up here in September. We're going to talk about that in a moment, but as we get into that, worth noting, the last few years, girls have been allowed in the Boy Scouting program, which is why you used to just say BSA, because that's kind of how you're branding yourself, right?
It is, yeah. Yep, so we're a co-ed organization. We have been now for, gosh, 6-7 years now. It's great to be able to offer our programs and everything that we do for both boys and girls.
And so what was the impetus for that?
Our national organization made that decision. I think a lot of it was, a lot of families were bringing not only their son that was coming to the program, but also their whole family. And so there was a lot of girls that were naturally there and they were participating with their brother, even though they weren't earning all of the awards. And so it was a natural change or natural for us just to kind of switch into letting them be part of the program as well.
Well, that probably is just fine with you, Michelle. And do you know off the top of your head how many girls we have involved in BSA here in this?
I don't know off the top of my head, but we do have a girls troop in town that is Troop 80.
Yeah, I think we have about 125 girls in the program here just in the Bemidji area.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So how many scouts overall do we have in the area?
We have about 400 kids just in the Bemidji area in scouting at some level.
And you are going to try to get more.
That's right.
So, Michelle, tell us about some of the events that are coming up for people who are interested in people or parents or kids who are interested in the program.
So for Bemidji, on September 13th, on Wednesday, we have an event at the Bemidji High School. That will be at 6 p.m., so it's the big one for Bemidji. But then there's ones in Bagley on the 19th and Black Duck on the 20th, Walker the 25th. So we have a couple events going through, open houses or open meetings.
And people just come, they ask questions, they find out what's going on?
That's right, okay. Yeah.
If you get signed up and you do it online, you save a little bit of money, right?
That's right. So you can go online to bescout.org and type in your zip code and it'll tell you all the opportunities that are around your area, no matter where you live, for scouting. And we've got a special this year that if you register online, we'll give you 10% off. And the discount code for that is fall with a capital F and then 2023.
Okay. And I understand this is kind of this is nationwide. This is the time that scouts recruit for this year going forward.
Yeah, so across the country right now, every council, there's 245 councils across the country that are actively recruiting kids into the program right now. I think the goal for this year is to recruit 275,000 kids across the country into scouting.
And it starts at kindergarten, right?
Mm-hmm. We have kindergarten to fifth grade for our Cub Scouts, and then sixth grade to 12th grade for our troops.
Okay. What if the kid's now in seventh grade, never been in scouting before, but realizes, I like this type, with this stuff, I want to get involved. Can you do that at that stage?
You sure can. You can join at any point of the program. There's kids that'll join and really have that aspiration to become an Eagle Scout. But there's a lot of kids who join that just really want to get out there and do some camping, learn some outdoor skills, learn leadership skills too, and be part of a community.
You were just talking before we started rolling with this conversation about some events that are coming up that people might be interested in. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we have Family Fun Day at our camp out on Cass Lake, and that's on September 30th. That's for our Cub Scouts. And we have events starting at 9:30 or 12. There will hopefully be some shooting range aspect of it, working on nailing that down. But we do have crafting activities.
Okay. And then hockey's involved in this some way, somehow?
Yeah. On December 15th, we have the Scouts can come and be at the BSU hockey game. And I believe that they can camp overnight.
They can camp overnight at the Sanford Center that night, yes.
Okay. The other cool thing is... you're selling popcorn, and I love your popcorn. So.
Oh, good.
tell us about popcorn sales. Where can we get our popcorn?
Well, the kids are starting here this weekend, so you'll start to see them around town a little bit between now and the end of October. I know my kids actually brought their sheets to school with them to go talk to their teachers, so which is kind of fun. But the fundraiser is to help the kids in their program so they can go to camp and whatever other aspects that they need to help fundraise. And the really cool thing that I like about that as well is it also teaches them leadership skills and being able to set a budget, a goal, being able to talk to people too. I mean, you think about so much of today, everyone's in their phone and not being able to talk to somebody. And so just learning some of those just basic skills, being polite, saying thank you, even when somebody does tell you no. But hopefully everyone's going to say, yeah, I'd love to help buy some popcorn. So
Brad's house is filled with mini entrepreneurs.
Oh, yes. I believe that.
Yeah, but I think there's like four or five pallets of popcorn in my garage right now. So any help that anybody can give me to make that pile go away, my wife would greatly appreciate that too, so she can have her parking spot back.
And you can get the jars of kernels, you can get the microwavable, and you get the already pre-popped flavored stuff, too.
Yep, and new this year, there's a s'mores-flavored popcorn. Oh.
That bag's more substantial, because when we're moving the boxes, I actually have to use a muscle to move that box.
Well, and what does all those funds go to? Now? When we buy popcorn, what are we actually helping here?
So you're helping the kids or whatever to be able to be in the program itself. A lot of our groups will use those funds to go to camps to keep the costs reasonable for the kids, to pay for their awards, advancement, and to help with our leaders too, to be able to provide that support and programming that the Scouts need.
You have a couple of partnerships in as well that are very, I think, pretty cool.
I think they're really cool too. Honestly, I think it's one of the best parts of... my job. There's lots of good parts, but I love the career academies. So we're partnered with the high school, and we have 20 plus different businesses that allow high school students to come in sort of like an internship and see what that business is all about and consider that career field.
Yeah, how many different categories do they have now for career academies? It's quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
There's 16 different career paths that the school has, and we've got 23 partnerships, even one with you guys, for the kids to learn about radio and journalism and broadcasting.
And that you don't have to be a Boy Scout to be involved in that, right? That's just something you guys work together on.
It's a partnership, yeah.
Yeah, so Exploring is one of our five programs, just like Cub Scouts and Scouts BSA. Exploring is our career-based program, so it is one of our scouting programs, but in a different light.
So if you are a scout and you go through one of these academies that you guys are tied into, do you then get some sort of, is there a merit badge attached to that or something? It's just something to help them get to the next level of life.
Yes, it's something to help them or whatever. Just really figure out, like, is this something I really want to go into in a career field? Or, gosh, maybe it's not what I thought it was going to be. And try to figure out some of those things before you get to whatever post-secondary schooling might look like for you.
I would assume, you know, it's always been a an accomplishment to be an Eagle Scout, right? That's a big deal. It's always been a big deal. I remember that when I was a kid. It was a big deal when somebody got to be an Eagle Scout. I would think with the pressures of all of the things that are available to kids now, and especially when if you want to play sports, and sometimes those can go all year if you're serious about it, getting through that and getting everything you need to be an Eagle Scout has got to be an even more amazing accomplishment in 2023, I would think.
It really is. Being one myself and watching some of those kids get to that, there's only about 4 to 5% of the kids who are in scouting actually get to that level. And again, you're showing a lot of leadership. You're doing a project in the community to benefit the community, giving leadership, working through beneficiaries and all that. And just that sense of accomplishment that you have, to be able to put that on a resume, when people are looking at job applicants or whatever, if people are like, gosh, I could hire this person or this person, well, this person's an Eagle Scout, that's probably the person who's going to get hired at that point, just because of all the hard work that goes into accomplishing that.
In the past couple of months, we've had two get their Eagle Scout, and we have a couple more on the way in the Bemidji area.
I think one of the things that's going to be a big deal when it happens is the first female Eagle Scout, which probably, 5-6 years down the road?
I think it's sooner, right?
We've already had some female Eagle Scouts in our council. Oh. And so there are girls who have already earned that award. And
there's girls in the troop in Bemidji working towards it.
Yeah, and obviously it's an accomplishment to get to that level, and something that, like we said earlier, some people strive to get towards, but there's so many other leadership skills too that the other kids get that maybe they don't quite get to Eagle. So the program's got so many great facets to it.
And I think one of the things that people think when they think scouting, and it's a cool part of scouting, don't get me wrong, I think it's a great part of scouting, you think about the outdoor skills you learn and the camping, but there's everything else too. I mean, there's, like we talked about, the career academies, but there's all kinds of the citizenship award. Scouting covers all aspects of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does. It really makes you well-rounded. And again, there's those high adventure trips that you get to go on too. I know in a few weeks, actually, I'm going to our high adventure base in New Mexico in Philmont for a conference. I don't get to go on a backpacking trip in the Rocky Mountains for a week like what the kids normally get to do there in the summertime, but maybe I'll get to go hike up to the peak of one of the mountains while I'm there.
Yeah. And one other partnership you have is with the Boys and Girls Club. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's a fun one. Currently on Mondays, we go over and hang out with the kids, teach them some skills. So we did orienteering recently. We finished out the summer with doing s'mores, but we're also going to start a troop there too.
Oh,
this fall.
Oh. Is there anything else about scouting we need to know?
It's a great opportunity for families to be involved, to get to meet other friends too. For me, I made a lot of lifelong friends in scouting. And so we hope that everyone would be willing to come and check us out, stop by one of our open houses in any of our communities that we serve. If you're in a community that we don't serve right now and would be interested in starting scouting too, there's an option on the bscout.org website to let us know that, and be happy to explore that option with you too.
And Michelle, I'm guessing, like with any nonprofit, kid-centric organization, you need volunteers.
That's right, you do. Luckily, I have great volunteers in the Bemidji area and throughout my district, so it's been a pleasure.
I'm guessing you can always use more, though.
You can always use more.
somebody's listening saying, I don't have kids, but I'd like to help. How do they go about
Well, they can always go on to our website, and then they can find the region that they're in and the contact for that area.
And our website is VAC for Voyagers Area Council -BSA for Boy Scouts of America .org. VAC
-BSA .org. All right.
Correct.
Brad Olson, Michelle Bedford, talking BSA.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. We really appreciate you stopping by and chatting with us today.
Thanks, Kev.
Thank you for having us.
Chat About Today was sponsored by Beltrami Electric Cooperative, Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, and First National Bank Bemidji. Coming up tomorrow, we check back in with Danae Alamano. There's more coming up with the United Way. Live United kicks things off a week from Wednesday. And the day after that, it's the annual United Way Business Blitz. Danae's got the details tomorrow on Chat About. I'm Kev Jackson. Thank you for being here today.